Three more grimy, dust-eating days north, and in the early pre-dawn hours, Jesus woke them.
Chet! Chet!
His words whispered in Chet's ear jarred both him and Liz into instant awareness.
Yeah, Jesus, come in.
Apache Joe brought the horse herd into camp. Said he heard too many daytime bird calls out there in the darkness.
Smart.
They're waking everyone up. Hampt is organizing things. We figure they want our horses.
Yes. Yep.
Chet had his pants on by then.
Liz, you get in the chuck wagon and stay low. Keep your head down.
I'll be fine.
Do as I say.
Yes, boss man.
There's lots of activity going on. Hampt was giving some quick commands to his best shots.
You men spread out. I want us covered in all directions. Either get on your bellies or on your knees. Shoot horses if you can't shoot Indians.
Jaeger doubled his herd guards to try to hold the cattle when all hell broke loose.
Don't blow that trumpet. It might spook the cattle. We don't need to run them down.
What will they do when they come screaming in here?
We'll have to shoot them.
I hope the hell it works.
So do I. They don't want the cattle, they want the horses.
How many you figure?
Indians are strange. They may fight, they may not. The cavalry has been hounding them. I don't think there are any big camps out here like they were years before.
Dawn came a pink rim out east. At first, he thought maybe he was wrong. There were a lot of them coming.
Open fire!
The first volley of shots laid down several attacking riders and horses. The shot horses, thrashing on the ground, made it more difficult for them to come back through. But they did charge again and had hell coming through the field. But the endless rifle shots blocked that charge, and not an Indian came within 70 yards. By then, most of the warriors' horses were shot to the rider shot off of them. In the full daylight, the sun's great ball blasted his shooter's eyes, so Hampt led the charge on foot at the Indians. They shot wounded Indians and horses until they were on the eastern brink of the rise. Chet rode around the far side and found the herd riders had the cattle herd secure. A lot of cattle were on their feet, but they'd held them. They met Jaeger on the west side and shook his hand.
Great job.
No, Hampt and his shooting done did that.
True, but your men held the herd.
I'm pretty proud of us all.
Me too.
We'd never done this without you. That bank man, he must have heard what my old daddy said. Don't you send me no goddamn boy when I needs a man. Chet Burns, you're the man.
Thank the men every chance you get. They deserve it.
I will.
Chet rode back to the chuck wagon and dismounted. Liz climbed down off the wagon.
Me and the cooks are unharmed.
He hugged her and swung her in her circle.
We did this one, darling. We did it.
Hampt rode back. He was holding a great eagle feather headdress that about drug the ground.
Miss Liz, this trophy belongs at the Prescott Ranch House. I don't know his name or who wore it, but he won't need it where he is now.
Why, Hampt Tate, I will be honored to have it. That is perfect.
We can hang it on the bows in the chuck wagon for now.
Coffee was soon ready for everyone. Cole, Lou, and Jesus joined them.
Rest of them are gone. My last count, 18 Indians were left dead. We collected about 20 rifles. Ones don't work, we bent the barrels and busted off the stocks. 9 pistols and a big crate of knives, tomahawks, hatchets, lots of gunpowder and ammo. There's a like-new 52 caliber Sharps buffalo gun and a dozen cartridges. I figure they got that from a buffalo hunter they caught out here.
That should be Hamp's trophy.
The first hungry, sky-drifting buzzard must have sent up the signal. Hundreds of them soon glided in, ignoring the nearby people. They began their clumsy stalking about fighting and trying to be the first to peck the eyeballs out of the dead. That was their delicacy, and they sought them before anything else. Only 4 of the men were scratched and none seriously wounded. Decker told them when they finished eating to go relieve the herders and scatter them out for the day. They'd move 10 miles the next day.
Men did good today. I won't ever doubt you again. I thought we'd be slaughtered.
You saved us. Why, I never saw a bunch attack a train like they did.
Decker, your men did that job, not me.
You bucks a Comanche?
Yeah. Back in Texas, they took two of my brothers and a sister. I don't have much use for them.
You even the score today.
No. You can't ever take a life for one taken. Humans are too valuable for that.